Right, okay. Yeah. My name's Dave Robson. And I'm going to be talking about NDS Plus and accessing it with the EFTA Jet certificates. Firstly, as we know, NDS Plus is a very powerful, flexible system. And at Jet, we mostly make use of it to provide remote access to our data. If you combine these two facts, you realize that perhaps we're opening ourselves up to some security vulnerabilities or maybe denial of service attacks. Because NDS Plus, if you run an NDS Plus server, you do allow remote users to start arbitrary processes on your server or to access routines in your libraries. And at Jet, we've taken some steps to minimize this risk. Firstly, we've added a security layer, and you'll hear much more about this in the second half of this talk by Adrian. And we've also restricted unauthenticated access to a limited number of approved sites. These are mostly EFTA Jet, EFTA Associated Labs, and a few other Fusion Labs around the world. However, we do realize that this is a bit of an imposition for some users who have a valid need to access data from beyond these labs, maybe when they're at conference or seconded elsewhere, or maybe even working at home. So to this end, we've added user authentication to NDS Plus connections from unapproved sites. This was not straightforward to use at Jet, because Jet's security policy is based on secure ID tokens. If you possess one of these tokens, you're considered to have the same privileges as staff physically at the Jet site. However, integration with NDS Plus is not straightforward because the passcodes on these secure ID tokens change every minute and they can only be readable by humans. This means that it is difficult for a human to read the token and to type in when requested the passcode for some programs. Some programs make tens of NDS Plus connections per minute, and some are batch programs which may run for several hours before they require an NDS Plus connection. In both cases, it's very difficult to have humans on hand to be able to type in the passcodes. The solution we've adopted is based on the fact that NDS Plus, besides having a username and host authentication, also has authentication for X509 digital certificates. The solution we developed has a situation where users can actually download proxy certificates from a website. They can access a web page, provide their username and password and secure ID card token, download a short-lived X509 proxy certificate, which lasts for 12 hours, and then they can run the X509-enabled version of the NDS Plus client to connect to an X509-enabled NDS Plus server at Jet. This way of obtaining NDS Plus, of obtaining temporary X509 certificates, is much more efficient than the normal traditional way of obtaining certificates, often using grid technology. In this traditional method, a user will make a request. This involves making a public and private key pair, creating a passphrase, creating a request, signing the request with keys, and forwarding it on to some certification authority. In the fullness of time, the certification authority might approve the request, sign it with create a certificate, and sign it with their key. This is a long life certificate lasting about a year. They return it to the user. The user can then create a proxy certificate by supplying their passphrase. In the situation that we set up, it is a lot more straightforward. The user talks to a web server. They authenticate with their username, password, and secure ID card token. And then they download the proxy certificate, and they can then access the NDS Plus server for a period of 12 hours without any further authentication. This has advantages over the traditional method. The user does not have to communicate with the certification authority at all. That has been set up at Jet, but it's completely hidden from the user. They don't have to remember passphrases, and they don't have to store the long-term certificates or the public or private keys. this is often what this is useful for, because if you have to move computer, move a lab, you have to take your keys and your certificate with you, which can be a bit of a pain. And also, the long-lived certificate expires after a year. They don't have to renew the certificates. As the certificate remains at JET, we can renew all the certificates periodically. Internally, of course, it's slightly more complicated. A user runs a browser on the web server, and they talk to our web server. They provide the username, password, and security passcode. CGI script on the web server talks to the security credential server to authenticate the passcode, and then passes control to a web container, a Tomcat web container running Java server pages and servlets. This talks to our Windows domain controller to authenticate the username and password, and then accesses a relational database server to extract the passphrase for the certificate. Armed with this information, it then accesses a MyProxy credential repository, which has all the certificates installed. It then creates a proxy certificate and passes it back to the Tomcat web container, to the web server, and ultimately to the web browser, where the user can store the certificate on their hard disk and then begin the work of accessing the MDX Plus server. All the certificates and passphrases have been created for all holders of secure ID cards at JET that have valid accounts. So all this work is done for the user. They don't have any involvement with it. They do have to do some work on the client side. They have to install the Globus toolkit. This MDS Plus X59 enabled version of MDS Plus is often referred to as the Globus version of MDS Plus. They have to install the Globus toolkit from globus.org. They have to install the MDS Plus Globus version from mdsplus.org, and they have to download the FTJET public key and security policy. These latter two are just two files that have to be installed in the Globus toolkit, and they can be downloaded from the same web page that you get your proxy certificate from. All those changes are one-time changes. Once you've done it on one computer, you don't have to do it again. And finally, on days when you want to make an MDS Plus connection, all you have to do is to access this web page with your secure ID card token and install your proxy certificate. And finally, you do have to make some coding changes, but I'm sure you agree the coding change is minimal. In your code somewhere, you have an MDS connect statement with the host name that you're connecting to as an argument. All you have to do is modify that line and prepend an underscore to the host name. So basically, that's all you have to do. We've done a fair bit of work setting this up. We've created an FTJET certification authority. We've created all the certificates and stored them all. We could do further work based on this work, subject, of course, to demand and available resources. One thing that possible future work could involve is perhaps creating PPF writing from remote sites through the MDS Plus Globus client and server, if there was a demand for that. And finally, we could also use the FTJET certificates to permit incoming SSH to JET, perhaps authenticated with the same X59 digital certificates. And that's all I want to say on that, and I will now pass you on to Adrian, who's going to conclude the talk.